Hi, everybody. Well, here we are, another BBS radio show. The date today is February 28th, 2018, so we'll clear the date for you. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, your screens. Send you peace energy. Here it comes. Stronger, 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 and stronger. We have a situation going on. We'll see if we can relieve some of that tension from you. So here we go. Think of it now. Bring in peace energy to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see if our co-host is ready. You ready to come on, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hello. Hi, Ron. And hello. Welcome to everybody out there across the planet. It's Wednesday night again. So if you have any questions and you want to have them answered on air, you're welcome to write us. You can either do it anonymously on the www.creationlightship page, or you can just email us at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we will get that and hopefully get to reading it either today or on Friday, or we also have a show, as you know, on Saturday. So, Ron, we had a really great call for joints. A clearing that you did for us that lasted several hours, at least 2 or possibly 2.5 hours or more on Saturday. And my testimonial is that that was major clearing for me. My legs, my hips feel really light. It's like I can get up really quickly. It's not like I'm stiff anymore, which is funny that I even would be, but, I guess, you know, years of downhill skiing and freezing cold took its toll on my joints. So it feels like that was all just erased on Saturday. So thank you very much. That was wonderful. And as our listeners know, you like to get testimonials. So if anyone else has a testimonial about Saturday that they are just realizing now that, you know, they might be feeling better, maybe it took a couple days to realize what had actually occurred, please write us and let us know about it. We'd love to hear about it. So, I'm just looking, let's just see if there's any testimonials. Or actually, you know what, I'd like to just mention before we get started that you do have the next month's physical body rejuvenation intensive. Most people have probably already received their email, but I'll just mention that it's going to be coming up on this Saturday, which is March 3rd, and then they also have calls March 4th, the 11th, and the 25th, which is Sundays. Those are all Sundays. And if anybody wants to receive those emails and they're not, just go ahead and sign up on the creationlightship.com website, and you'll get those emails once a month letting you know when those calls will be. Okay. Anything else that you wanted to mention about the calls on Saturday or Sunday, Ron?
No, the call on Saturday is 3 hours, and the Sunday one is 7. And it's all different types of healing, so it's nice to come on the calls and also making you real during those. Oh, back to you.
Yeah, those calls are really great because I know that many of us do a lot of the healings online, and they are fantastic, but when we're basically working with you through the conference calls, even if we are absentee, it's very physical, and you will either feel it as it's happening if you're calm enough and relaxed enough, or you'll feel a result days later of having the work done. So it's always really helpful. Okay, so let's see here. We have, somebody has a question here. It says, if I buy the 15 bundle healing, it is based on, Pacific time, since it is either in February or March for $10. I don't know if that matters. It's only a 3-hour difference, no matter where you're at. They say, suggestion, 2,000 years darkness barcode. They would like it to be separate, but it comes in a bundle, so, you know, you can get all of them. Okay. Well, I think there's, 15 or 16 clearings in that bundle for $10 for an entire month. So you can get a lot of healings done, and you can open multiple windows on the same computer, I believe.
Yeah, it's best just to do one of those at each time when you're doing, you know, the bundle.
Oh, okay. Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure. Some of the questions are, I'm not really sure what they're asking. So this one says, for Wednesday for month is $60. Oh, I think they're asking if you just wanted all Wednesdays for a month, then yes, you can do that. It's $20 a call, so that would be $60. And I, because you can buy each of the conference calls separately, isn't that correct, Ron?
Yeah, you can get them separately, or you know, as you know, a weekly or monthly special too. So
yeah, and that's probably the best price, but. Maybe, you know, for some reason they're not sure if you can make all four of them, then you can just do it, you know, you can just do it by each separate day.
And you're absentee, too. Once you buy it, you're automatically on the call absentee. So if you can't be on a call but you want to be on it, then just pay for it and you're automatically on the call. Absentee, then it's your choice if you wish to be live or not. That's the other option to it. So absentee is always first, and then next is, you know, do you want to be live on the call? And some people maybe can only come on the call for half, maybe half the time, and that's fine too, but you're still always absentee. So there's no worries there about you missing out on something and not being on the telephone.
Yeah, I really like that. That's kind of the new way it's been going, because we don't need to announce ourselves, so we don't really need to be on, but it is nice to hear your voice and to be on the call and know when you say, you know, choose another spot in your body that you like to be worked on, you can do that directly. But, yeah, if you can't be on, as soon as you pay for it, Ron has that list, so then you're getting work done, so then if, let's say somebody has paid for the call, but they can't call in. Should they just write on a piece of paper and leave it by their computer in front of a light being that, you know, this is what they'd like to be worked on?
Yeah, that'd be an easy way to do it. Yeah, with their picture. That would work fine.
Yeah, that's good. I've done that, and it definitely feels like it works, so. Okay, let's see here. Well, Ron, do you remember doing this call on Saturday with the joints?
I'd say probably a not.
Okay. Well, it was pretty awesome. yeah, it was really very thorough. You went, started with our, you know, head, neck, shoulders, and arms, and the whole upper body, and, I concentrated personally on spine and rib cage, which seemed to be very beneficial. And then you went to our hips, legs, and it really helped. So I suspect that there was a good amount of, you know, toxins and things that can be stored in the joints that was also released. So I'm sure a lot of people got a lot of benefit out of that. So okay. Okay, we got a couple things in here. Okay, somebody writes in, spouse new but renewed coupling. So I don't know if that means that they were like married again or whatever. Does this mean legally married or applies for significant other, but at moment have not been able to live together in the same house, working on consolidating to live together? I don't quite recall what that's about. If that was something to...
Yeah, I don't understand that either. So maybe the question we asked people and they sent over a response to that, but I can't relate to that one.
Oh, okay. All right. Somebody's wondering, for the picture for a computer screen, should it be the whole body or the face colored or not? Do those things matter at all?
The larger the better, typically. Your face will do it fine. You might just try it, maybe a full body picture, or maybe one with your face, and see if there's a natural change on it. But it's still connecting to you regardless. So what I would say is, if you have, let's just say you have a knee problem, so you may do a full body picture of you and then maybe put a circle around your knee or something, indicating that that's what you want to have worked with.
Oh, that's a great idea. Would that work? Would the light beings know that that's what you meant?
Yes, it definitely would work, yes.
Oh, okay. I'm going to do that. I think my pictures were just, well, I think sometimes they're my body, but sometimes it's just my face, so probably better to have the whole body and maybe photocopy it so that you could have different versions of things you want worked on. Okay, well, somebody is wondering, Ron, I haven't quite seen the schedule yet for the New York conference, but somebody is wondering if you are going to be doing a financial workshop, but during the conference, with your special guest at all?
I'm not sure at this moment.
Okay, so those things probably get set up maybe a little bit later. So then the person goes on to say, thank you for offering to have, you know, to be able to listen to it on the phone, because it's very helpful because they're not able to make it. Okay, so somebody is also wondering for the death barcode, how to use the new death barcode clearing page, as I have to clear the mind of the body, spirit, physical, house, and mental barcode. I think the mental barcode is a separate healing.
Yeah, the mental barcode is not connected to the death barcode.
Yeah, that's its own barcode clearing.
Yeah, the mind of the body is on the death barcode, but the mental barcode is not, associated with the death barcode.
And I believe how it is set up now is that when you get the death barcode and you just get the regular version, that it just goes, you just do that once with the death barcode for your age, and then you may have more than one, so you would email him and ask around how many you have. But then if you want to clear the mind of the body and different aspects, then that would be in the unlimited version of the death barcode clearing. So you'd have to buy the unlimited version, which is well worth it, and I would highly suggest doing it. And then you can email Ron how many death barcodes do I have in my car and my house, and also mind of the body, because I believe the mind of the body will be a separate number than the actual death barcode.
Yes, it will.
Okay. All right. Okay, I'm going to forward this one because somebody is actually asking you, hey, Ron, how many do I have? So if you want to email Ron for personal questions like that, you can go ahead and send it to creationlightship@yahoo.com, and then the show host won't even see it, but it's fine if you send it to CLS because we'll just forward them on to Ron anyway. So I just forwarded that one on to you.
And in the subject box, you know, put down what you want, you know, like death barcode, you know, number or something like that.
Yeah, because I take it you get a lot of emails every day, and that way you can just kind of knock those easy ones out. Okay, so this is about the New Earth Transfer. I have been using the New Earth Transfer sign, on which doesn't require the PayPal payment. Should I be using this method, or does it matter? I believe the New Earth Transfer is a penny, and once you have it, you always have it just like any other clearing?
Yes, that's correct.
Right?
Some people
okay.
purchase it, that's fine. Some don't, so either way it works.
Oh, I see. Okay. Interesting. Yeah, I think I maybe bought it a long time ago, and it was just like a penny, and then I just have it in my emails with all my other healings, and I just have the password and username memorized in my computer. I just pull it up and do it whenever I finish a clearing. Okay, so I hope that helps. Listener, if it doesn't, please go ahead and email us back so we can answer your question more thoroughly. Okay. Oh, yay! Everybody's writing in. Okay. This says, again, about the death barcodes. Oh, my goodness. I had over 275 barcodes to clear. It was very overwhelming to do so many in a month. I need to carry it over to next month. I'm very, very busy. The hours it takes to clear each barcode are too long, and how can I shorten them? They would like to take into account that 8 hours to do one death barcode. Oh, you know what? I think that when you tell somebody that they have like so many death barcodes, they only
have
death barcode,
it can't be 8 hours to do one, because the most would be 2 hours to clear one death barcode.
Yeah, and that's doing the subsequent emotional and spiritual integration, which you said we don't quite need to do maybe every 50 or so, but we really just need to knock out the death barcodes, which are an hour each.
Yeah, and if you have that many, that means that they're probably really after you, because that's a pretty high number, you know. But I have had people have over that number also. But you know, you could put up more screens if you like to get rid of it. You're going to start feeling probably better once you maybe get halfway through it. But yeah, that's a pretty high number. Most people are probably even within, you know, like 10 to, you know, teens, maybe up to 50.
Wow. I must have had a high number too then. But they're gone now. So what I eventually did was like three or more at a time. So that's basically knocking out 3 hours at a time and just doing the death barcodes and then just marking off how many I'm doing on a piece of paper, because the counter doesn't go that high. And that went pretty fast, actually. Then I was able to, you know, I just kept at it. I was able to knock them all out. Okay, so I believe the next question has to do, they're wondering about a package pricing to include your spouse. So I'll just explain that really quick, although it is also written, I believe, on the website. So it is, let's say you're a woman and you're 40 and you buy the emotional whole life healing for yourself. Then it asks you how old you are, and you say you're 40 years old. So that's $5 times 40. And then you say, oh, my gosh, I want my husband to do this healing as well. So then you buy it for your husband, and if your husband is 40, then when you bought it, you would say that your husband is 20. But when you run it for your husband, you would do it as per his actual age, which is 40. So that would be half his age, okay? But in between, after writing your first healing, or whichever healing you buy at full price. I email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com, and you say, "Hey, Ron, I just bought the emotional whole life healing for myself, and I'd like to do the second one and have it be an emotional whole life healing as well for my husband." And Ron will just write you back and say, you know, "Okay, good, thanks for letting me know," or whatever he wants to say. And then go ahead and buy the second healing. So that turns out to be every second one is basically 50% off. Again, the directions are written on the website. It might be a little more clear. And Ron, how else did you want to put that? I know you've put it in different terms at other times as well.
Hey, that sounds good. So most people will be doing that, you know. But it is stated on the website, so that's the way it is. And that works for the whole lifetime clearings. Remember, the whole lifetime clearings are energies that are internal to you. And that's what you need to clean out of yourself, is internal stuff. We have other clearings that are external, where the energies come into you. And those clearings aren't half price. I only did it half price so that you can, you know, work on yourself, because that's what you're doing, is working on yourself when you do the whole lifetime clearings to clean up those energetic bodies. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah. The next one has a little bit to do with what you were just talking about. It says, "Would you please talk about doing the mind of the body barcode removal about 100 times? I've heard you spoke of this a few weeks ago. And what is the purpose of this, and what results can we expect?" So they want to know about the mind of the body barcode removal.
Yeah, that's your internal healer. So that is, a very important clearing to do. And the mind of the body is connected to the death barcode. You need to buy the death barcode clearing. And along with that, then you would buy the unlimited in order for you to clear the mind of the body. And then you need to send me an email asking how many, you know, death barcodes are on your mind or your body. And so typically that could be one of the higher numbers, maybe upwards to maybe 300 sometimes for some people. So that energy is your internal healer, and if it's shut off, turned off, you're not going to have healing, or there won't be, you know, it may take longer. So you want to get rid of those barcodes to get that energetic body, we'll say, that your internal healing mechanism working for you. So back to you.
Yeah, so they're wondering what results can be expected, and I guess it depends on whatever the person has going on with them.
I guess we'll ask the listening audience to comment on that question.
Okay.
And how they felt after doing it.
Yeah, so if anybody has anything that they'd like to say, like after they did their mind of the body, what they found, that would be great to know. I know after I did mine, I stopped having so many allergies and was able to finally figure out exactly how to stop them from reoccurring. Whereas before, it was almost as if the information was blocked and my body just wouldn't do it. You know, I didn't have too many bad things happening, but it just couldn't figure it out. And then I did the mind of the body clearing, and all of a sudden, bam, I figured it out. And that stopped occurring, and I can breathe better, which is a great result. So I guess it's different for everybody. But, yeah, if anybody wants to write in, we'd love to hear it. That would be good to know. Okay. That's another question being sent back to somebody. It says, "Spirit is not on the death barcode." But Fear is one of them, and that is on the new version of the Unlimited for Death barcode. They're just mentioning to the person that wrote in that fear was not mentioned, but the person can see that once they buy the Unlimited version that will be on there.
Yeah, and so is stress.
Yes.
Stress barcode is on it also.
Yeah. And I think you mentioned at some point that however many death barcodes you have is also how many fear and stress barcodes you have?
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. So then the only one that is separate and maybe a different number is the mind of the body.
Yeah, and there's also depression also, and that would be the same number. But yeah, the mind of the body will be a much higher number.
Okay. So stress, depression, and fear are all the same as death, but mind of the body is a separate number.
Correct, yes.
Okay. Okay, well, this is a great question. This is a newbie, and they're writing in, and they're saying, could the monthly intensive be done before doing the whole life emotional clearings and mental clearings?
Yeah, you could do that, but, you know, I would typically say no, not to do that. You know, you could. Remember, all your stuff is basically in your mental, you know, everybody thinks, and everybody has emotions. So those are the two major bodies that are infiltrated here of your stuff. So when you go into the, you know, if you bought the monthly session that we do with all the clearings that we do in a month, well, what kind of results are you going to expect? And, you know, you may not have that great of results because you haven't cleaned your foundation out. So that's, you know, why you need to do those clearings first. But not that the other ones won't work for you, you know, all the weekly calls, et cetera. But, you know, you need to get rid of the emotions and the mental. Those are the first two that you need to do before you start looking, you know, for the icing on the cake on the website, you know, to find something that you think you have wrong with you. Some people jump into the clearings without realizing that they have to get those two first. And they say, well, I've been pain a lot. I better get the pain body clearing. Well, but you got to start with the emotion and mental first and then do the pain. So those are the two main ones to do. There's actually three. Fear is the third one. But that's kind of an option to you. If, you know, if you're a newbie and you go, okay, what do I do first, Ron? Do your emotional. These are the whole lifetime clearings. Emotional, mental, and fear. And then, you know, see what else you may want to do after that or what other clearings, but those are the main ones to start off with. We do have recommended healings on the drop-down box, too, but there's quite a few in there. You can look at that, you know, after you do those three and see what ones might, you know, maybe, you know, push your buttons in a sense because you're dealing with those energetic bodies. So back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that also you're basically just going to get more of a healing once those are out of the way and they're cleared. And also it really makes it easier for Ron because it's like, I know, Ron, one time I had a friend come on a call. It was a special call for something. And she had not done her emotional whole life healing. And you mentioned it during the call. You actually said, wow, it's really thick out there. Somebody hasn't done their emotional whole life healing. And I was like, oh, my gosh, that's probably my friend. Maybe it was somebody else. But it could have been somebody that had not done their healing. And they were very heavy with emotions, as anybody would be unless they have done their healing. But it just makes it easier for you and the person gets a better healing if they have all that already cleared away. And, you know, that's a really great one to off the bat just buy Unlimited because you can use it quite a lot. There are some people that run it every day, some people that run it once a week. Okay, so, all right, well, this new question says they're basically a new couple together, but the one person has been with CLS for quite a long time, so they're wondering what suggestions other people would have to get for the new person in their life.
Yeah, it'd be the same three that we just talked about.
Yeah.
Emotional.
What is that again?
Yeah, emotional, mental, and fear.
Yep. Yeah. And then just maybe go from there after that. Okay, so this question just came in right after we were talking about it, so I'm not sure if they got the full answer, but they're wondering how to use the death barcode. So basically, let's say you get the death barcode and you get the unlimited. You're going to see a lot of choices on there. You're going to email Ron at creationlightship@yahoo.com. And say, hey, Ron, how many death barcodes do I have? Whatever number he gives you, you're going to run the death barcodes, which means just the first hour. And then every so many, you might want to run the emotional component of it and also the spiritual integration of it. But you may not have to do that for every single one. And then whatever number he gives you.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably best to run it for each one on the death barcode. So each death barcode, let's say you said, Ron, how many do I have? And I go, well, you have 15 of these. So right away that means that you're going to be on your computer 15 times, times two, because it's 2 hours to clear one death barcode. So you're now going to be doing clearings for 30 hours. And then after that, then you can write me and say, okay, Ron, I'm now going to do the unlimited version because I want to now clear, you know, the fear out of me and depression and stress. And I want to know also how many mind of the body death barcodes I have on me. So then that's the unlimited version. And then you would be doing the same number, 15, on those, except for the mind of the body, which could be maybe 150. And then the mind and the body being 150, you only need to clear the 1 hour first part of that. And then you're set. So then you'd have 150 hours of clearing for the mind and the body. But you could do, maybe some people have done 10 at a time, so they could handle the energy, and so that's another 15 hours, you know, later on. So, back to you.
Okay, good. So, thank you. I hope that was very clear for the listener. We'll probably discuss it again at another point, but I think once you get the clearing, you'll understand it a little bit more because you'll just see it and know. So, and it's also explained on the front of the website. There is some directions about that particular one on there. Okay. So let's see here. Ron, is there any healings that you think that you would want to do or that you think we need tonight?
Let's see. Well, I'll take off orbs off of people. That's kind of a neat thing to do. Do this maybe, you know, maybe every other week or something. Remember, if you've never seen an alien and you get a picture of orbs, well, now you can say, I saw an alien, maybe mini alien, okay? So I'll work with the color yellow, and they can attach to you and drain your energy system. and who knows what else they're doing. Here we go. So releasing the yellow orb energies, and I'll count to 20 to do so. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Okay, back to you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Okay, this one says, hey, soul family members, can they dump their death barcodes on you?
Could the soul family member transfer the soul family's death barcodes to you? Is that what the question is?
Yeah, and then it says, I felt my husband, who is now deceased. So somebody that's deceased.
I guess it could be possible. You know, it could be possible if somebody in your soul family kind of wants to have an experience of that person dying again, maybe. Remember, everything your soul family is doing, you're all kind of connected. So each experience that each soul family member will have goes to everybody. It's like that mass mind consciousness, you know, the hive, you know. So it could be possible that, oh boy, let's just say that somebody in your soul family died from something with a lung condition. And so now, you know, and that happened 20 years ago. And now some member of the soul family, and that spirit is already reincarnated somewhere else. But now somebody else in the soul family is now having a similar condition with lungs, and they're looking at the fact that they may have that same lung problem, and they're facing the death process. So they could, you know, take that death process and revisit it, this other person, and give it to everybody in the soul family so they can now kind of regenerate that and talk about it, we'll say, of how awful that was and how awful this could be coming up for the one member in your soul family. So that could be a possibility. Remember, you're sharing data, sharing information. Another way of saying it is that it's, you know, you're going into the Akashic Records in a sense, and everything is being brought forward from your soul family. I mean, the Akashic Records is the darkness energy, keeping tabs on you, recording everything that you're doing. It's not of light, because light doesn't do anything even close to that. It doesn't remember anything and keep tabs on you. It's just a creative energy that you're here to do, using your body and the say elements of the planet here to be creative. So anything that deviates from that is darkness. So, yeah, it is possible that, you know, you could have a reoccurrence. And normally it would be something that deals with, you know, another experience that, you know, somebody has signed up to do. Remember, they all have their natal barcode, okay? So we'll just say that hypothetically you only have 10 people in your soul family. So each one of those 10 people, if they're incarnated at the same time, will have a natal barcode on them. And that indicates, you know, where they're going to be living, what their life path is, everything else like that. So that's what the dark side movie scenario is going to be for that person. So they're going to be their own star in all these different scenes of life. And it could be possible that somebody in your soul family has a situation that you don't have, and they want to experience it. So maybe they want you to bring that thing forward, and you already thought you healed it, and now it comes forward again because they want to have that experience, or they have it coming up for them with that same experience that you already had, and they say, man, I need some help here. I'm really chicken. I don't want to do this. You know, and you go, well, yeah, I'll do that for you. You know, let's do this soul family setup here. And, you know, I'll have you, you know, get your car and run into me, and, you know, I'll get some stitches on my head because of it. And I already was in a car accident with having stitches, and what's a few more? It doesn't make any difference, you know. So you do that, and sure enough, you get the stitches, and they go, oh, thank you so much. You know, I was afraid to have stitches in my head. You know, I'm a woman, I don't want it, but you're a man, and that's perfectly fine. And so now you got some stitches on your head because, you know, you were sacrificed by your soul family, and your spirit went along with it. So that's kind of one way to look at that. That's why you don't want to be involved with your soul family, because they will set you up for situations and problems and things. So, back to you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know what? You probably don't remember, but a while ago on one of the shows, you even said, like, whatever method you're doing with your soul family, whatever you guys all decided, like, we're going to do this, and if we, you know, sacrifice this person, or if we pick 100 roses a day, whatever we do, we've all collectively decided that this is our method of getting out of here. That the ultimate goal was to either get out of here or, you know, do something together. But you probably don't want to be part of that anymore because none of those things really work. But, you know.
Yeah, wasn't that the one religious group? I can't recall their name, but there was, and they all did mass suicide or something.
In America?
I think so.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah, the Purple Shoe Gang.
I don't know, but that's sort of what goes on, you know.
Yeah. They mass decide that, like, this is what's going to do it. But, you know, as we know now with Creation Lightship and from you and the website that, you know, the best way is to do your spirit barcode removal, get that done in case you're the only person around you that knows about this so that, in case you do pass away, you can get out of here. You can get your spirit out of here. So that's a majorly important barcode removal. And hopefully, though, with enough healings, the ones that you need to have done, your body will be clear of enough densities and your entire body will go when the ascension hits. So that is the final goal here. And it can be done, and it's individual, so it doesn't rely upon your soul family. Okay, so going on to the next question, somebody says, "Hey Ron, when did you introduce the unlimited version of the Death Barcodes, and how do I sign up for it?" So I looked it up. So if you just go to the front of the webpage, and you go under a list of all our online healings, the book with the red cross on it, the red little sideways cross. And then under there, there's a search bar, so just type in death. And the death barcode removal choice will come up. Click on that. And then if you scroll down, it's really a great list of information about what's going on with that one and why you might want to do it. And it says $100 for each, so I'm assuming that this person has paid $100 and that they have the regular version. But if you just want to add the unlimited version, there's a box towards the bottom that says unlimited upgrade option, only if you had earlier ordered without the unlimited option. So if you click on that one, it's going to take away the $100 and put your name in there where it says full name, but it's just going to say 50, and then it'll only charge you the $50, and then you will get the codes for the unlimited version. And then that has the other choices of the fear and the mind of the body and all the other choices that come on that one. And then, you know, if Ron tells you you have some, you know, such a number, you run all those. And it's always good to have unlimited versions of these because every now and then, if the aliens really like you and they think that you're just fantastic, then they might put something else on you. And in that case, you would, if you felt anything or had an inclination, you would email Ron again and get another number and then clear those.
So you can always be able to do that if you have the unlimited version. Okay.
Basically, you know, if you wanted to contact me, typically I'd say once a month would probably be plenty. You know, maybe every 2 months, you know, to see if you have any new death barcodes on you. You could tell me how many you cleared in the past and maybe what the date was, or maybe just the month. So you know, I can see where you are and what's happening. And then if you don't have any, that's fine. If you do, then you may want to go in and, you know, revisit that clearing over again on the death barcode only and just go in there and just clear it. Initially, the death barcode was put on you from the get-go, and most people don't really have any more added to them, but there are people that somehow, like you said, the aliens love you and want to love you to death, and so they keep putting more death barcodes on you, probably because you're waking up and they don't want you to, you know, jump ship, so they want you to leave. Another thing you could do is if you know that you probably just passed a death barcode or you had some really strange experience where you could have been killed or something, you know, and you didn't, then you know that they probably maybe put one on you. So you may want to, you know, let me know and just clear the one. You probably won't be getting tons of them on you. You know, the first ones that I would tell you, if you had, like, say, you know, 20 of them, which would be normally a lot for most people, then at that point, you may only pick up one or two, maybe in a year. But there are some people, very few, and they have accumulated lots of them. And they're probably just way far out there, you know, with their intelligence and stuff. And, you know, the aliens don't want them to be here any longer. So they may be having quite a few. And each time you get one put on you, your energy drops. So they're trying to actually energetically kill you. So that's going on with your energy system. And the other one is they're trying to set you up to be accident prone or be hit by a car or something, or to have something awful happen to you to where you're actually dead. And that's what they want to do to you. That's why it's called a death barcode. So I guess back to you. This is probably the show devoted to death barcodes.
Yeah. Okay, so then somebody wrote back. They said that their late husband gave them their death barcodes while he was alive, and they feel that that's why he lived so long. My soul family member and did not do the soul family disconnect, but they did do the master 4-in-1. So is that possible for somebody who's living to give their spouse their death barcodes? I don't think it's anything anybody would consciously know about.
Well, a person could clear someone else, you know, just by paying for the clearing, and then, you know, you could ask me, you know, how many death barcodes they have. I don't know if that's what the question is, but that happens. Some people let me know a lot. They want to, you know, their parents are getting older, or maybe grandparents, and, you know, they want them to, you know, live better, live longer. So they do the death barcode clearing, and they kind of get rejuvenated from that. So it's a way to get more health to you. And then also, remember that your spirit no longer has that stench of death on it. The death cloak energy, we'll call it, so it will never. You know, as of a few weeks ago, this is what I did on a Thursday evening session that I was doing for clearings, and it was not with anybody on the, you know, on a conference call or anything, but we took off the energies of death on your spirit, so your spirit never had a chance. You know, it would not, it knew that it had to die at some point to reincarnate. So that was taken off. So your spirit now has hope that it can live, and you may start to notice maybe over the last week and a half or so that you're feeling different about life, and maybe your creativity is coming back to you, and you're feeling more positive, because it's really hard to do something when you know that you're going to be failing and dying at some point. And, you know, it's like, you know, you have hope now. So your spirit wants to go full speed ahead, because it's no longer going to be attached to the energy of the darkness to actually terminate it, to go into another, to die in its lifetime, I'll say. Not really to terminate your spirit, but your spirit now can live in your body and do more for you and be more, which means that it needs you in better health, and it can help you out with your healings. And that's why we're probably talking about the death barcode today, because your mind and your body is your healer, and your spirit's raring to go to have a new life. So back to you, new life with you.
Yeah, interesting. You know what? As you're saying that, I'm realizing that yes, I did make a couple of decisions recently that I have been just waiting forever to do things, and all of a sudden I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it. So maybe I was always thinking like, oh, I don't know, what's the use? I'm going to die. But I just don't feel that way anymore. So wow. That is very fascinating.
Yeah, and it could be like, you know, let's just say that you're older, for instance. Well, you don't have to be older, because they have your death plan for you. That's why you do all these clearings to get away from it, okay? And that's the death barcode. So let's just say that you're 40 years of age, right? And you have a house that you're living in. Maybe you happen to buy the house. Maybe you're 50 and you own it, possibly. And, you know, the underlying current with you is that, yeah, I'm going to probably be dead in 10 years, okay? So I'll live to 60. And now what's happening is that you notice that as you go outside and you look at your roof on your house, your roof is going to maybe last 12 years, okay? And you go, well, shoot, I'm not going to fix this roof. You know, the shingles are kind of coming off and stuff, and it's not leaking yet. And you know, why should I fix the roof, put all the money into it, when I'll be dead in 12 years? So now you go outside, since your spirit now has, you know, is charged up and wants to live longer, you look at your roof and you go, man, I can't have a leaky roof. You know, I'm going to be living, you know, maybe another 30, 40 years. I got to fix this now. Do some maintenance here. So that could be what you're experiencing, maybe everybody out there, that you're doing more maintenance of different things around you, and because you count now. Before, you didn't really count, because the energy is going, you know, away from you each day of your life. You're one day closer to death, and you go, why should I do something? I'll be dead. So anyway, different way of looking at it, but... It's like our show's kind of coming to a close, too, isn't it, Michelle?
Yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah.
Today.
Okay, everybody. So, let's do the mind-to-heart drop. And here we go. I need to command your spirit out loud. So you say, and I'll command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. We'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. So thank you for listening. And thank you, Michelle. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And we'll see you guys later. So get your death barcode done if you want to feel better. And you can do the death barcode without the emotional clearing if you're brand new listening. You know, maybe you're an older person, you know, and you go, man, I'm getting older and, you know, I want to feel better. So that is an option for you. You can do that. It's about the only clearing that I would say you could do without having those first three clearings, the emotional, mental, and fear body. So blessings, everyone. See you later. Have a good evening. Bye, everyone.